On August 19th, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office released the much-anticipated proposed rule package in response to public feedback, making what it classifies as more involved changes to the rules governing PTAB trial proceedings. Finnegan attorneys James Stein and Tim McAnulty join us now to discuss the new rules package and its implications. Tim, can you provide a brief overview of the proposed rule package?
The proposed rules address five general areas of practice before the board, and they're in response to public feedback that the Patent Office received over the past several months. The rules formally implement some current board practices that are already in place through various board decisions and orders, like clarifying that the broadest reasonable interpretation standard does apply to all claims that won't expire before the board reaches a final decision, but that the Phillips plain and ordinary meaning standard that is applicable in district court litigation will apply to claims that do expire or will expire before the board reaches a final decision. The rules also require parties to exchange demonstratives 7 days before oral hearing. This is earlier than the current rules require, but should give the parties more time to work out disputes that they may have over the demonstratives. The proposed rules also implement some more meaningful changes. In particular, the new rules would allow patent owners to submit new testimonial evidence with their preliminary response. This testimony is going to be submitted before the board reaches its institution decision. In addition, the proposed rules are changing page limits to word count limits for petitions, preliminary responses, patent owner responses, and petitioner replies. Notably, the rules leave the current page limits intact for all motions, which include motions to amend, oppositions, and replies. The proposed rules also implement a more explicit duty of candor and good faith for all parties practicing before the board. You know, perhaps more notably, the proposed rules don't make any changes to amendment practice or discovery before the board, and I think a lot of practitioners thought that they would.
And James, how will the proposed rules affect petitioners and patent owners?
One way that the proposed rules could benefit patent owners is by changing from a page count to a word count. Currently, the rules allow the petitioner to use single-space claim charts in their petition, which allows them to address more issues than under a word count, because with a word count, it doesn't matter if the content is single-spaced or double-spaced. So for the patent owner, that means potentially less issues or arguments to address in the proceeding. One thing that petitioners would have to think about, though, is whether they really need to use a claim chart or whether it would be better to use that space for other issues or explanation. One approach could be that petitioners could use annotated figures or images to help aid in the explanation, because figures will add pages but not words, so they may be able to incorporate figures to help with their explanation. Another way that the proposed rules may benefit patent owners is through allowing testimonial evidence before institution. Patent owners can potentially use an expert declaration to address substantive issues early on in the proceeding, like claim construction, anticipation, obviousness, secondary considerations, which typically in the past, patent owners were not allowed to submit declarations pre-institution. They would have to wait until institution to address those issues substantively with a declaration. Patent owners can also strategically use declarations to address threshold questions that are typically addressed in a preliminary response. One example is the status of prior art as a printed publication. Petitioners, especially in the electrical and computer arts, use documents like standards, and different standards bodies have different processes that they use to publish their documents. So patent owners, for example, might be able to use a declaration from someone involved in the standards setting organization to help establish that the prior art used by the petitioner is not a printed publication. But one thing patent owners need to think about is whether they would be opening up their declarants to an extra deposition, because under the current routine discovery rules, the petitioner would be allowed or be entitled to a deposition of the declarants. So that may add risk and also cost to the proceeding for the patent owner.
Finally, Tim, what happens from here? And is there anything the parties should be doing to take advantage of the new rules?
As James said, some of the rules will likely benefit patent owners. And so parties who are thinking about filing petitions or are planning to file petitions may want to do so before these new rules go into effect. For example, if a petition may be subject to strong arguments that would be supported by testimonial evidence pre-institution, those types of petitions may have a better opportunity before these new rules go into effect when, under the current rules, patent owners don't have the opportunity to file any new testimonial evidence. In addition, some petitions may meet the current page limits, But if the new word limits go into effect, those petitions may need to be shortened, and that may be disadvantage to some of the petitioners. In addition, looking forward, the office has indicated that they will be publishing a new patent trial practice guide sometime in the near future. It may come out with the final rules package. And we expect that that practice guide will include a number of commentary and explanations as far as how the board expects these new rules to go into effect. And they may address some of the questions that we have at the moment, including the current practice regarding amendment practice, some discovery, especially discovery regarding new testimonial evidence that these rules will allow for.
Our guests have been James Stein and Tim McAnulty, attorneys at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.